Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass. He's going to go get one of those Milwaukee butter hugs. Google me, bitch.
To get rid of all the women, to get rid of all the black guys.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis. You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. Shove that straight up your little kid ass. You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
Because these bitches be high maintenance. Never seen so much dong in my life.
We miss you. Never ceases to amaze me. Just the volume that we have of these drops. I started yesterday. We were a little bit behind. Shocker, even on a best of going into the club.
What?
I did a drop of palooza that lasted for the entire 1 minute long jingle, and I had so much left that I still could have used.
There's just so many good ones. The you could take the Halloween and shove it.
Take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
One of my all time favorites. That, if you want to know why that man is greatness, it's right there.
And
the grade A bitch.
She's a grade A bitch.
She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
The one and only Martha
By
Stewart.
The Ace Bailey draft memes that are coming in.
Yeah, now.
With the 8th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Brooklyn Nets select Yegor Demin from Moscow and Brigham Young University.
So we won't spend a lot of time on this because we are now in the club. But yeah, you had mentioned not seeing many mocks or things that had Yegor Demin going ahead of Yakachunas, and that's now what we have.
Yeah,
so
everyone thought, at least everything I saw, was that Demin would be around when Portland picked.
So on one hand, if you're Portland, maybe you're glad that Yakachunas is still there. On the other, if you didn't think Demin was going to go till after, maybe it's one more team ahead of you that wants Yakachunas.
Yeah, they thought maybe it's a similar player, just bigger, but like Demin's like 6'9".
Yeah.
So he was okay. I watched a lot of BYU basketball this year, and he was like their third best player, but he's young.
But bring me up to speed on the Ace Bailey memes.
Yeah, so Ace Bailey didn't want to go to Utah.
Right.
Like, he specifically said, I do not want to go play
yesterday,
for Utah.
His camp, like, released a statement, we do not want to go
to
Charlotte or to Utah.
He refused to meet with the Utah Jazz, and the Jazz selected him anyways. And kudos to ESPN, by the way, because ESPN did not zoom in. It looked like he handled it well.
It did.
He was hugging everybody.
He didn't have that look of like, now I'm going to have to go work my way out of this
place. Go to Twitter. Like, people are getting, like, the close-ups. Dude, my man is not, he's not doing well. He's got the look, it looks like he's got tears in his eyes. And he just, there is so many close-ups of him being like,
the faraway look of like,
son of a bitch.
They did what I asked him not to do. What do I do now?
I told him I didn't want to go to Utah. I ended up in, and I wonder how much of that is just being in Utah.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City's not as bad as you think.
It's not.
Salt Lake City's getting better.
And honestly, if you care about your basketball career, there are worse places you can go to succeed.
And you're with Danny Ainge. By all accounts, Ace Bailey's a dumbass.
Yeah.
And so, well, welcome to Utah. I love the fact that Utah's like, I don't give a F. You're coming here. Also, Cooper Flagg. You can buy the Cooper Flagg merch now.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what a signed Cooper Flagg jersey is running you right now on the Mavericks site?
$275.
$1,000.
What?
$1,000?
Oh, my God.
For a Cooper Flagg signed jersey? Basketball is eight bills? 800, eight small, one large for a jersey or a ball signed by Cooper Flagg.
What
a
would they?
Sports memorabilia. That's.
Okay, so this is a serious question. What could you fetch for a Cooper Flagg signed cocktail napkin? Like, let's say he goes to the bathroom night and signs a sheet of toilet paper. What is the minimum a Cooper Flagg autograph is going for? Because I don't.
Like authentic? I don't know. $1,000 for a jersey? It's not even authentic jersey. It's the NBA swingman. Like,
but I'm
jersey.
Not like a big collector memorabilia guy, so I don't know. But I feel like when you see autographed balls and jerseys and things like that, that seems like an awfully high price.
Well, and I would also like to point out, like, when you buy an autographed jersey, realize that no one else wants your autographed jersey. The moment you get the $1,000 Cooper Flagg autographed jersey, realize that you have a $1,000 piece of cloth that's hanging on your wall that will never be worth anything more than
And by the way, it would never be cool if you wore it. Because like wearing your autographed jersey isn't any better.
Yeah. Try buying that Cooper Flagg jersey and let's say 2 or 3 years from now, right? Like he becomes like all everything, like he's the first team all NBA. Yeah, that jersey's still not gonna be worth $2,000. Like you're going to list that thing on Facebook Marketplace and everyone's going to be like, if I wanted to spend $1,000, I would just buy the one that's available online. Like, that's not like a game worn. I just, it blows my mind. We have too much money officially. There's too many rich bros.
Because
if you're dropping $1,000 on a Cooper
Flagg. And if that price is the price, it's only set there because they know there's a number of people. Like, they've done the cost analysis
of it. Blows
my mind. There are enough people buying it at that price that they will make a ton on that.
The older I get, the more I'm just fascinated at grown men willing to spend a lot of money. Like when I was a kid,
sure.
Even like in my 20s, I remember I have a couple autographs, but like the idea, it's the most fascinating thing to watch like the card shows, because some of these dudes treat the people like garbage. And they just like herd you into a line and you spend hundreds of dollars to slide something over to a person that just has disdain in their eyes.
That you've never met, does not want to be there, is only there because they need a buck.
They sign their name. And then they like they wing it back at you and like, you fetch.
Keep it moving.
And it's like $1,000. And then you walk out of there and you're like, I stuck this thing on my wall.
And what an experience.
It just that, the older I get, the autograph market absolutely fascinates me.
Well, the older you get,
when I saw the $1,000 price tag, that was Darren Revelle had that.
The older you get, the more likely you are to use ChatGPT. Maybe not for you, Suk. We talked about this just when we went to break.
The older you get,
I'm asking, as you get older, are you maybe more likely to use ChatGPT?
If there's something came across like my life that I thought, I'm not so stubborn and like set in my ways that if
no, I know you're not anti, but you're like I haven't found a use for it yet.
Yes, there's nothing in my life that I can think of on a day-to-day basis where I'm like, you know what? If only there was AI here to solve my problem. Like, I use, like, I fancy myself a bit of a handyman.
Sure.
If something happens at the house, I will always attempt to fix it first. And, like, YouTube and stuff like that.
Fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So if there was an AI, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a situation, like, on a day-to-day basis where I would be like, could I ask, like, okay.
The one you bring up is a good one. Because I've actually, like, I think that Google is right now running an ad campaign based on their AI bot called, I think it's called Gemini.
Sure.
And the campaign, I've heard it both on the radio and seen it on TV, is a guy who is like trying to build something or put something together.
Yeah.
And
And he says, okay, like, what, Gemini, what's the next step? And they're like, okay, you're going to take this part and attach it over here. And basically, while you have both hands working, you can listen. And then he goes, hold on, can you go back to step number two?
Yeah.
And then it goes, sure. Step number two, you're supposed to do blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
That seems to make sense. I think I'd still rather watch a video and watch someone doing it.
Yeah.
But that I can see. But outside of that, I'm trying to think on a day-to-day basis where ChatGPT makes my life better or easier. And I haven't figured it out yet, and until that...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I think that's a girlfriend. What is happening?
Is she
here?
Sad? Is she happy?
Who is this guy? Do we know who this is?
That's Chloe Kitts, the South Carolina basketball player. Very good. That is CMB.
Murray Boyles.
Okay, yeah, so he's really good at South Carolina as well.
Well, she's really good at the NBA draft. I was like, ooh, what's... We got a little power couple there.
She's a power forward / small forward. Not that I have watched a lot of
her. And I'm guessing she's an Instagram star as well.
She's got some followers.
Got some followers.
Will Order might be included on that.
Getting that Cavender money.
See where we're going on that. All right, I see you. Shout out South Carolina. Go Gamecocks. But no, when something crosses my path, I will use it. But I've yet to find a use for AI.
Well, and I think with AI, right now, a lot of people are unable to differentiate why they would use that instead of just Google. Because Google, you can still get to a lot of that. I think this is just one step further, perhaps, in specifying what you want.
With the 9th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Toronto Raptors select Colin Murray Boyles from the University of South Carolina.
Now, do we think that Colin Murray Boyles and Chloe Kitts have a future together?
Oh, I have no idea, but they should go halvesies on a kid. If she's like a really good basketball player in South Carolina and he's a top 10 pick, dude, get a kid going there and start planning for the future.
So one of the places that
by the way, we are officially one pick away.
That's right.
So we'll...
Houston on the clock.
We got Houston on the clock. Portland. And then Portland. So right now, the two players that everyone had kind of mocked to Portland are available. Wendell Carter, mm-hmm. the small forward out of Arizona, and
Carter Bryant.
Or Carter Bryant, sorry. Yeah. Not Wendell Carter, sorry. Still
another NBAer.
Another NBAer, yeah. Small forward from Arizona, still there, and then Yakachunas, the point guard from Illinois. Those are the two that everyone had circled for Portland, both still there.
You'll have a shot at one of them.
You'll have a shot at one of them, because only one pick now with Houston and then the Blazers.
So one of the places that we've seen a ton of AI application is in the world of education.
Sure.
Unsurprisingly.
And I don't think it's good, by the way.
No, it is not, and that's what this study is all about. So this is a study from MIT. The study divided 54 subjects of individuals 18 to 39 years old from the Boston area. Divided them into three groups and asked them to write several SAT essays or SAT style essays using OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's search engine, and nothing at all. Researchers used EEG, which monitors brain waves, to record the writer's brain activity across 32 regions in their brain. And and found that of the three groups, ChatGPT users had the lowest brain engagement and consistently underperformed at neural, linguistic, and behavioral levels during that task. Mm. Over the course of several months, ChatGPT users got lazier with each subsequent essay, often resorting to just copy and pasting by the end of the study. The paper suggests that the use of LLMs could actually harm learning, especially for younger users. The paper's not yet been peer-reviewed, and its sample size is relatively small, but the paper's main author felt it was important to release the findings to elevate concerns as society increasingly relies upon AI for immediate convenience. Long-term brain development may be sacrificed in the process.
Absolutely terrifies me, and this is kind of one. I don't mean to be the old fuddy-duddy, but I just... There was a kid I saw recently. It was at UCLA, which, by the way, if you don't know, UCLA is one of the finest schools.
One of the top public institutions in the country.
Yeah. Try getting into UCLA sometimes. Dude, that is a mother bear to get into. And there was a kid that was graduating at UCLA, and as he was walking across the stage, he held up the computer that he had used, I guess, like his capstone project, like thesis or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He held it up to show everyone that he had just cheated.
Like, they did it all for him.
They did it all for him. Yeah. And he was like celebrating it. And someone pointed out that you're at the point now where you're literally celebrating ignorance. You're literally, you are on stage promoting that you were too dumb or lazy to learn and get your degree. And that's what's being promoted. And I get the other side is going to say, well, he was smart enough to realize that this was pointless anyways, and he just needed a piece of paper, and why work harder when the computer can do it for you? But dude, at what point do we just lose the idea of independent thought? At what point do we just, like, that stuff generally worries me that society, I already hear from people all the time that say, why do I need to know anything when I can Google it?
When I have the internet, yeah.
I hear that all the time from young people. And Will's a teacher.
You don't hear that from me.
No, Will's a teacher. Do you hear that? Because I honestly have heard, like, my friends' kids and people say stuff like that, like, I'll just Google it. I don't need to know anything. Why do I need to know how to fix anything?
Why would I study it when it's at my fingertips whenever I need it?
Yes, it's something that's common that's said. Yes, the AI thing is also common. There's also a lot of teachers who go through and have different database things or websites they can go to. And
AI
they put
checkers
your,
and stuff.
Yep. They put your essay in there to see if you are using AI. I think it sucks.
I see teachers like posting videos being like, dude, I'm out.
Yeah.
She's like, every one of my kids, I know all of their assignments are AI and there's nothing I can do about it. And when I ask them to actually write something like in person, like write, you know, where I know that it can't be copy and pasted, they're saying it's like a fourth grader's writing it.
And I cannot imagine how devastating that must be for the educators, in that, especially even if you're trying to pull your weight and do your job, if there are other teachers letting kids do that, that's going to be the shortcut they're all wanting to take. And this policy, or this the person who was the main author of the study went on to say, what really motivated me to put out the data now, even though it hasn't been fully peer-reviewed, is that I'm afraid in 6 to 8 months, we're going to have a policymaker who decides, you know what, we can just have GPT put together our kindergarten curriculum. And she says, I think that would be absolutely bad and detrimental. Not developing our brains are our highest risk for the youth.
Yeah, and that, you know, and I don't know, maybe we'll find out years from now this study's horse crap, or maybe we find, but that it makes sense to me that if you teach kids that learning doesn't matter,
or that the shortcut is the best way to go,
I just can't. I don't know. I just don't see how that ends up being a good thing. But I also understand that kids have to be given the tools to succeed in the future. And if the future is AI, you have to learn to use it. But God, some of this stuff just feels like we are careening towards, like, we're to use the Metallica line, yeah, the light at the end of the tunnel is just a freight train coming towards us.
Yeah.
It ain't the light that you should be running to. You're about to get run over.
Yeah, and a couple little nuggets from this from other people who have gone in and picked apart the study. 83.3% of the ChatGPT users could not quote from the essays that they themselves had written just minutes earlier. So you write something, you hit save, and your brain has already forgotten it because the ChatGPT did the thinking for you. Yeah. And additionally, the brain scans
revealed neural damage and that neural connections actually collapsed during the process. It went from 79 neural connections before using the ChatGPT to using only 42 of those connections. So essentially a 47% reduction in brain connectivity when you start using the application.
Well, let's take a break because the Rockets are making their pick and then the Blazers. So we can come back and have the Blazer pick for you.
Perfect. Blazers will be on the clock when we get back. You're listening to The Club, primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.